This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Right, well, watching the debate earlier tonight, I was thinking one thing, and that was at least we're talking about these different issues, and these are issues that are affecting everybody at the ground level in their everyday lives. And of course, the contrast to that is that Joe Biden will walk out and say, everything's great. Everything's not great, everybody, as we know, but we're going to make everything a lot better as we go through this hour of the program. Welcome to the program, folks. I'm Kyle Warren. And glad to be with you, of course, and we have an awful lot to talk about as we move through the overnight hours across America. The captain is out this morning, and of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. We're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across this country of ours, and of course, via satellite on the GCN network. We also welcome all those joining us in various ways, various streams, all across the internet and across the world as well in many cases. And to all those working across the United States of America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out as well. And we're glad that you're with us, especially our 18-wheeler truck drivers, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, of course, our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers. We've got our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, the airline pilots and airline attendants and airline mechanics that hear us as well in the overnight hours on those red eyes or as they come in for a landing and go to their other destinations. Welcome. And, of course, also our toll-free number this morning, as always, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Folks, we got a real treat, of course. Our good friend, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is joining us here on the program. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Professor Kyle. How are you?
Well, doing pretty good this morning, and we've had a pretty good, lively show, and we're glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you're here because I've been dying to ask you what you think about the debate that happened last night up in Simi Valley, California, at the Ronald Reagan Library.
Yeah, I did watch it, but like our Wall Street guy, it was past my bedtime. I did not stay up for the Newsom battle with Sean Hannity, but I did watch the rest of the debate. I'm like him. I did not learn a great deal from it, other than watching some of that. I think that it did not come off as well as the first one. It was lively in a different way than the first one. But I think that the back and forth, as two or three of them tried to gain traction amongst each other, it really didn't come off very well. It probably did not help the players in that. I listened to the pundits for a little while afterward to see what their take was on it. This is where I'm coming from. In the end, I think that probably the person that will pick up a couple more points in the polling will be Governor Ron DeSantis. I believe that will be the case. I think, honestly, that Nikki Haley will probably have lost ground, and I think that Vivek Ramaswamy will have lost ground. Not a lot. I don't think it changed too much. And most people will say, as they did on the stage, and there's some people that were on the stage ought to get off the stage. But here's the irony. You know what is keeping those seven, and then there's a couple more that want to be on that stage, what keeps them in the race and not dropping at this point? That's one person, and that's President 45, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that is the unknown. Not because the unknown because he doesn't show up, which I think is a mistake on his part, but because I think many of them are hanging in for one reason only. They're waiting to see which way the shoe falls as far as Trump faces all his legal battles, to see if those would be game changers. So it's kind of hard to say, yeah, they shouldn't be there and all that. They don't have a fighting chance. Well, you know, we really don't know. We just don't know. I'm looking forward to a different form. In fact, quite honestly, the debate between Newsom and DeSantis is one that I am probably more looking forward to than what I saw last night. And the suggestion when DeSantis met with Sean Hannity afterward that have a one-on-one debate either between him and Donald Trump, which I don't think he would even accept that, but maybe, just maybe, that would be far more of a learning thing, I think, for everybody instead of a fight between seven of them. And even a debate that between the two folks that are out front that stand, that are in second place to Trump, between Nikki Haley and Governor DeSantis, as I think Laura Ingraham suggested, would be far more informative for voters, and it would kind of inform you about the others on the wayside, but that's really where the really serious folks are on that. But that's kind of my takeaway. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody had any great gotcha moments at all, and I think even the small things that the earlier folks who said that even the little things that they rehearsed and all that really probably hurt them more than helped them.
I think you're right about that. I was just thinking while you're talking that the idea that they're not relaxed, and I'm so glad you said that because that's exactly what needed to be said. You know, they're too busy trying to rattle off that thing that they memorized, and they come off as being like too nervous, and you know that's why with Newsom and Hannity they were just very very relaxed, and you got more out of that I think than the whole rest of the debate. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, hold on just for a moment, of course, because we're coming up on the first break here of the hour, and we'll be talking more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army, right after this break. So stay right there. I'm Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And we are back. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The toll-free number, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to join the program. Coming back there with a little Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight. I think we're having fun this morning here on the program. And one of those reasons why we're having so much fun is we've got, of course, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joining us. He's also chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also state director of the Republican Liberty Caucus. We'll be getting right back to him in just a few moments, right after I take this opportunity to tell you about this portion of the program being brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, of course, you've all heard about Relief Factor. We talk about it all the time here on the program. You want to go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You want to check out the 1995 three-week quick start program. That's the 1995 three-week quick start program. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, because it works. And now the problems that a lot of people out there are facing, namely you get the inflammation, and this is exactly what this program is designed to help control. And it does this because of the ingredients that it has, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3. All that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and that's where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. So you want to check them out. Again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Everybody's different. It could work in a short amount of time, or some people it's only a few days. But again, everybody's different, but you've got nothing to lose by checking this out. And so simply go over to relieffactor.com/captain, check out the 1995 three-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. All right. Well, let's bring on Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright once again to the program. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Great to be back with you.
All right, all right. Well, so much to talk about, and I appreciate your comments about the debate. I'm sure a lot of people were looking at that or listening to it, you know, hoping to get something new out of it. But at the very least, we're talking about things like Bidenomics, which actually they really didn't land a whole lot about Bidenomics on the debate per se. But at the very least, we know this, that a lot of people out there, this according to a new NBC poll, evidently believe that Republicans have a better scoring on their ability to handle the economy, crime, and immigration. But on the flip side, they think that Democrats are better at health care, abortion, and the coronavirus. So go figure.
Yeah, and you're right. And I'm not as, you know, your comment about not really striking big blows to Bidenomics, I'm not as concerned about that being somebody that champions the Republican Party principles. I'm not as concerned about that because, you know, the nation has become aware of that. And that's why Biden is doing so poorly in the polling, why I believe, as many others, and I think you're starting to believe, that he may well, probably may not be the nominee for the Democratic Party. They're going to have to look for an alternative because he's not going to get any better. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, and it's just like they said, the pundits said even before the debate started, what the seven folks on that stage were seeking to do was to relate to the American people, both Republicans, but also the larger voting audience for the general election voters to say, hey, I understand you. I am like you. I empathize. I'm not, and those aren't just simply words. And that's what voters do. That's why the economy is the number one issue. And that's why when you go out to California, you hold a debate in California, and you got gasoline at $7 a gallon, that tells its own story. So, yeah, they didn't have to go in a spirit of attack against Bidenomics. It really is thing to talk about, hey, who's going to raise us up out of the abyss that has been created by Bidenomics.
Indeed. Indeed. And I'm glad you used that word abyss, because I think that's how a lot of people are feeling. I mean, they're feeling like it, not just in terms of their kitchen table budget, in terms of their wages, price of gas, like you mentioned, it's astronomical, but they feel like everything's like broken, like the world is literally catching on fire from, you know, China and Russia, the war in Ukraine, other stuff that China's doing around the world, trying to get control of the rare earth materials and so forth, and influencing other nations with their Belt and Road Initiative. I mean, this is all happening, and we're going to wake up one morning and say, well, wait a minute, it's gotten too far out of control.
Well, that's exactly why at the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida convention this past Sunday, and the Constitution Day dinner that followed with featured speaker Tulsi Gabbard, that's precisely why we're taking on a Restore the Republican 2024 is what we're doing going ahead. But we know it's not going to be decided with the election November 24. It's not going to be decided when we swear in a new president. Hopefully one of the folks who was on stage last night, or the absent person from the stage last night in January 2025, it's going to take a while to pull us up out of this. But clearly Americans of all stripes have decided that four more years of Biden and the folks that serve the Biden administration is not the answer. They just appear to be only good at digging the hole deeper and telling things about what they have done, which is totally false. And, you know, you can't, you got to believe your own lying eyes, because we see it, we feel it. We know, Americans know the difference right there. And this will be a change of life. Increasingly, they used to only occur about every 10 years, but this is yet another change election, just like the last two have been. And so it's going to be interesting to see which way it goes. But clearly, Biden is not America's choice for the next 4 years.
No, I totally agree. And people like stark choices. And it's kind of fitting that they had this debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, because Reagan was elected to office on a very stark choice. It's either you want 4 more years of the Carter malaise, or you want to, you know, you want to get up and go here. Let's do something different. And so hopefully we'll have those same kinds of that same kind of stark choice. Well, while we've got you on the line here, let's turn to international here real quick. Russia on Wednesday says that Ukraine's Western allies, they're accusing them of helping plan and conduct last week's missile strike on the Black Sea Fleet's headquarters over in the Crimean Peninsula. Again, more fodder for Russia to say, look, the West is really coming against us. I mean, are they trying to build something that says, look, NATO's already fighting us, so we're already at, you know, completely at war? We kind of talked a little bit about this on Tuesday, but what do you think about this latest thing?
Well, my response to Putin is, okay, that may well be true. So what? So what? It doesn't matter. We didn't call it about that. It may well be true. I have no doubt that we have helped do some of the planning and everything like that, and I have no doubt that we're probably more involved in just simply, you know, tanks arriving with Ukraine and all that. But the question for us looking ahead to 2024 is the non-strategy of we're in it for as long as it takes with whatever it takes, is that the way ahead in this beyond the proxy war? Because it really is very much a war. And our wealth is at stake in this, despite our $33 trillion debt, which is going to get no better by pursuing a non-strategy. And I think Denise Simon was exactly right. That's what the objective of this current administration is to just wear them out until they have to come to the table to do a negotiated peace that is where the Ukrainians and NATO don't lose out as much as they might, as they would right now if they were to go to the peace table. So it's just not a non-ending war, but it's hard to see the end in sight, particularly with the non-strategy that we're pursuing right now.
I'm right there with you. I mean, you wonder about the focus. I mean, back in World War II, there was a focus to win, win, win. And obviously, we're giving the Ukraine side as much as, you know, we're giving them all kinds of stuff. But at what point is it enough to actually win? But Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, thank you again for joining us. We're going to be talking with you again on Tuesday. And so once again, you're the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and State Director of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Thanks once again.
All right. Yep, one of three of those. Okay. Have a great day.
Take care. All right, folks, stay right there because we're coming right back here right after this very short break. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. I'm Kyle Warren. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update.
Government officials in Washington, by failing to agree, appear to be on track to triggering a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. Congress is not expected to pass the 12 appropriations bills that fund the government operations before the deadline. If Congress enacts some but not all of the 12 appropriations bills, only agencies without appropriations will have to shut down. During shutdowns, many federal employees are told not to report to work, but under a 2019 law, they get paid retroactively when the shutdown ends. Saudi Arabia and Russia have taken in boatloads of money. In fact, it's being measured in the billions of dollars in extra oil revenues in recent months, despite pumping fewer barrels of oil. Their production cuts sent crude prices soaring. Crude oil is nearing the $100 a barrel mark, and why you're seeing gas prices like they are right now. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the overnight hours and now early morning hours, of course, across America. Welcome back to the program, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you have a question or a comment, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, and I'm looking forward to a conversation with him. But right before we get over to Jimmy, I want to tell you about this portion of our program being brought to you by MyPillow. Of course, that's Mike Lindell, the good people over at MyPillow. You want to check out all the brand new, different things they have, especially the MyPillow 2.0. You got the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets. I was talking about the towel sets earlier in the program, too. They are phenomenal. I'll tell you about the Giza sheets. You know, Mrs. Professor and I, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and we love them, and they're amazingly comfortable and everything. So they're all the stuff you hear about these MyPillow products, they're really true because we have a lot of them, and we can tell you directly. So what you want to do, you want to head over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. There you're going to find a host of great deals, additional great products. And when you've made your choices, you're ready to check out, you want to use the promo code. And that promo code is CAPTAIN. That's all you need. Promo code CAPTAIN, and you're all set. If you'd rather call them on the telephone, you want to speak to a real person, they have real people. And you can call them up at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. 800-951-5459, and be sure again to use the promo code CAPTAIN. So go over there, check them out, and make your selections. Don't forget, Christmas is coming, and get it done early. All right. Well, speaking of getting it done, we got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle. Wow, what a out-of-control debate last night.
Well, that's really true. I think some people, do you think some people were off, you know, off put by some of the fighting that went on, so to speak?
Well, you know, my history is I'm a former elected official, so I've done debates and things like that. And I can tell you, I was put off. And anybody who really was looking for answers, like veterans who are looking for the, you know, the government to actually stand up and do the right thing by veterans, was just completely ignored. Yeah, we're just embarrassed by what happened last night. I mean, there's so many things that they could have talked about in reference to veterans' health care, because that's the government cabinet-level department that they directly can use as an example for everything they talked about last night.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because sort of as a corollary to this, one of our stories earlier in the military report, which, by the way, is sponsored by Concerned Veterans for America, you've got these barracks all across the country, for one thing, that they say have mold, they have malfunctioning air conditioning units, and the list goes on. They say it's going to take so long to address these things, and these are in barracks, I mean, let alone, you know, what's happening, especially to some of the conditions that our vets run into when they come into these different places in the VA and so forth.
Well, think about it. That's a great example going into the fact that we are looking at these candidates who are saying, hey, choose me for president, but yet when it comes to issues that they can directly affect, that they as commander-in-chief can absolutely have an effect on, they didn't even mention. And that's embarrassing. I mean, they talked about health care last night, mental health and things like that. Here's a great example. We have a department that is funded by the U.S. government, that is controlled by the U.S. government, that directly impacts the people who sign their name to work for the U.S. government, the veterans, and of which 30,000 veterans have committed, veterans and service members have committed suicide since 9/11. Not one mentioned. But here's an example of something they directly could control by just getting up there and going, we need to help veterans. We can help fix health care. Let's give veterans choice.
Indeed, indeed. And it would, you know, that would go beyond, you know, lip service or something like that, because it would make that issue more front and center. And, you know, we've got all these veterans who have come home from the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and so forth, the war on terror, basically, in addition to our existing veterans from prior wars and prior service. And one of the things that you've talked about on this program here a couple of different times, very powerful, as you just mentioned, the suicide rate, which is just heartbreaking. And so, of course, Concerned Veterans for America, I'm sure, are working hard to change those policies and create different opportunities to help our vets who need somebody to turn to.
Exactly. And this is, again, go back to the candidates in the debate last night, where they didn't even mention these kind of things, but this directly correlates to, they mentioned things like the broken government, the out-of-control government. Well, you have a department, the Department of Veterans Affairs, who purposely ignore the laws of the Community Care and the Mission Act and the Community Care Program underneath that, that denies or dissuades use of the Community Cares, that then prevents veterans from getting quality care. They also have denied or ignored the other pieces of legislation, too. And there's people running for president. There's a government department that is just ignoring the laws, blatantly, openly ignoring the laws, and yet they're not talking about fixing real government. They're just giving the usual promises and pandering, and they were more concerned about curtains and TikTok than they were veterans.
Yeah, the curtain remark, I think, didn't land very well, to be honest. I think Nikki Haley, you could kind of see a look on her face like, why are you asking me about curtains? You wouldn't ask anybody else about curtains, evidently. But some of these things, they were pre-planned. They did fall flat in so many ways. And that's part of this problem, is that nobody's relaxed enough, because I'm sure that you felt it as well as an former elected official. You know, you I know you got to get the substance out of, you know, because politicians always seem to be able to rattle off this percentage, that percentage, and so forth. But do you think that they even came across as being relaxed at all? You know, they seem to be too focused on trying to rattle stuff off.
Well, and exactly. I mean, when we're talking about useless things like curtains, and they're pandering to people about, oh, look at, you know, wasteful government spending, when we have, again, I'll go back to the VA because this is like the example of bad government. When you have the VA that has had a four-fold increase in its budget from 2000 to now, and they still can't deal with all these issues that the veterans are facing, not because of lack of money, but because of it's a bureaucratic nightmare. And they decide to bring up curtains and the spending on curtains and the wasteful spending in somebody's office on curtains when we can see wasteful spending on the electric health records and other things like that within the VA healthcare system. Again, I know I keep bringing it up, and it's not just because it's part of what we're working on. It is the example of everything they were talking about last night. Choice in education, give them choice in healthcare. Broken government, fix the VA. People not following the laws, you have the agency and department heads not following the laws that could be fired. They didn't mention any of that.
Yeah, you're right about that. Would you like to take a quick phone call here? We've got Eric in Knoxville who's got a question for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Eric in Knoxville, you're back on with Jimmy T. Smith.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric again. Hey, sir, Mr. Jimmy, hey, I'm a medically retired veteran, and I've dealt with the VA extensively, particularly in, Pinellas County down there, Florida area, St. Petersburg area, which had excellent care and service. But since being a, now that moved a couple of years back up here to the Tennessee area, I've had to deal with the Mission Act stuff regarding reimbursements of payments of such things like dental care, et cetera. I have had issues, and I kind of quote-unquote know the system of being reimbursed and that, I've had to resubmit numerous times. That's number one. So I know you guys are attacking that with a fervor. But the second thing you guys were talking about, you made mention to increased suicide rates, et cetera, mental health. And there's other issues going on within the veterans' healthcare system and just the VA in general, you know, from loans, et cetera. Now, my question is this. What, if anything, is concerned veterans of America doing with?
Well, stolen valor is something that actually was handled a lot within Florida and the state legislature. So it is already a crime for people to do that. The biggest problem is people are not necessarily reporting it. So when you see something like that, you should definitely go into your local law enforcement, let them know who, what, where, and when, and they can already start to move on that. So having been in the Florida legislature, we did pass legislation on that.
All right. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, we appreciate you being on the program so very much, and we're going to look forward to speaking with you again about a week from now. And again, the website is cv4a.org, correct?
Absolutely, and they can look me up, just simply Jimmy T. Smith, that's J-I-M-M-I-E, Jimmy T. Smith on Twitter, and see all we talked about last night.
Sounds good. Thank you again, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. Folks, stay right there. Final segment of the program coming up. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get your motor running, folks. We are heading out on the highway, but not yet, because this is the final segment of the program for the morning. Welcome back to the program, folks. I'm Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. The call-in number is 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. And if you have something to say, something to talk about, not just about the debate, but other news happenings that are going on, we'd love to hear from you here in our final moments here on the program this morning. All right. Well, since we are in the final moments of the program this morning, I want to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, because they're bringing you this portion of our show this morning. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And, of course, you know, they've been around for years. They're local. They have been around, as I said, just for a very, very long time. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or just give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment, or just stop on by, say hi, and get some great blinds and other items, and they're going to help you. They really, really will. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. We do have an awful lot more to tell you about. I got to tell you, I can't get over this one story. It's absolutely blowing my mind here. And that is, you got this soldier that walked into North Korea. We talked a little bit about this with Denise, but as I'm looking over the stuff, I'm thinking, yeah, this is so ridiculous. So the guy goes into North Korea, came back in July, and now he's been expelled by North Korea. Evidently, I guess he wasn't valuable to them, or, you know. So my question is this. How bad does it have to be that North Korea would just kick you out of their country because you have no worth to them? I mean, that's got to hurt. That's ouch. That's an ouch moment. There's no doubt about that. But I obviously, you know, the serious thing about that is, you know, people want to go defect to North Korea. Well, he's going to get quite another kind of welcome, I think, back here in stateside. All right, well, let's take a look at this news story, because this caught my eye earlier, and I wanted to make a definite note to tell everybody about it. This Dateline Detroit from the AP, Hyundai and Kia are recalling about 3.4 million vehicles in the U.S., and they're telling owners, get this, to park them outside due to risk of engine compartment fires. Now, these recalls cover multiple car and SUV models from 2010 through 2019 model years, including the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Kia Sorento. Now, you see these cars out there all over the place. So, of course, so many people are listening to us as they're driving across the country or they're driving around. So we want to make sure that you know about this. And according to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they say the anti-lock brake control module can begin to leak fluid and cause electrical shorts, which can touch off a fire even if the vehicle's not being driven. So they could just be parked somewhere. So if you have a recall, you have one of these models, you definitely want to check out anything about this recall. If you have a Hyundai Santa Fe or Kia Sorento, also go to their websites and check it out. But obviously, this is something you don't want to trifle with. No way, no how. All right. Also, recapping a little bit, we've got the UAW. They could cause even more of these plants and so forth to go out on strike by Friday if they don't get an offer. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that Joe Biden going out there and standing with them and marching with them around the picket line, is that going to do anything? And also, by the way, I don't think they really even wanted him there. They didn't want any kind of interference from the White House to begin with. But yet, there's Joe Biden. And it's really just obviously more of a photo opportunity for him. It's something like that. So he'll go there. He did go to Hawaii. Got to give him that. He didn't go to East Palestine, right? So we still know what Joe Biden's up to and what he's kind of all about. But if they don't get this settled sometime soon, that means that I think as we head towards the end of the year, my opinion is that we'll see, obviously, new car prices start to go up. Certainly, used car prices would likely follow suit. And this is coming right at a time when so many people were hoping that those prices would start to wane a little bit because of what's been going on in the economy. So just pile this back in, another bad thing that's happening that's going to keep people from being able to do what they need to do. And by the way, not to paint too bleak a picture about things, but the credit card losses, they're starting to rise. They're rising, at the fastest pace since the great financial crisis. And Goldman Sachs right now is saying that credit card losses are going to continue to go through the end of 2024 through early 2025. You know, this is just not good. So obviously, we got to get things to the point where people are making more money, they're making it more consistently, the interest rates are coming down, and the opportunities are there. You know, one of the things that we hear so much about the Democrats is that they believe that they can kind of command this economy and take credit for creating jobs and do all this stuff to kind of say, look, here's what we're doing for you. A lot of times, it's much more what are we doing to you about things? But from the conservative side, I think it's much more about creating that atmosphere, creating that opportunity. And it's that idea of the rising tide lifting all boats. And so no matter what your walk of life is, your ethnicity and so forth, that you have some of these powers that be, especially on the left, right, they try to use all this to divide everybody, make everybody hate each other, and try to explain to people, you just can't get ahead in this country because fill in the blank. Well, I think conservative thought has a much better, brighter view of this, and that is you can make it in this country because, and not just fill in the blank, but because we're doing this, we're lowering taxes, we're creating more incentive for more people to hire, we're trying to get energy independent, and on and on. And that's really where this really needs to go. So once again, wanted to know your thoughts about the debate. And we had some great callers, by the way, about the debate this morning. So where all this goes now, all these candidates, of course, they're going to set out on their sort of little trips now to say, here's what I did at the debate and try to capitalize. But one of the people I thought did a really great job, and I think stood out more than, say, the first debate, and that was Governor DeSantis of Florida. I think that he was able to really come off as being, number one, I thought he was maybe one of the more relaxed candidates up there. That was good. He was there to say what he really thought and defend his record and sort of showcase his record in Florida. And I thought for a long time during that debate earlier that he was really starting to hit the mark. So kudos to Governor DeSantis. Chris Christie kind of didn't say a whole lot. I noticed he kind of stuck in within his time. He was one of the only candidates that seemed to really do that. But I don't think that Christie moved the needle. And I don't think that Pence moved the needle. I think Pence made his whole thing worse, if you ask me. I think he didn't really have a breakout at all. Doug Burgum, I agree with Denise Simon. I think he's a very highly intelligent guy and so forth. Can he break through all this noise? I just don't know. I just don't know that it's flowing that direction at this point, simply because of the way the dynamics of this whole thing are. But of course, the big kahuna, Donald Trump, whether or not he is going to show up at another debate, whether or not he's going to continue to parlay this big lead in the polls. A lot of voters, though, I think, especially a lot of independent voters, that's where Trump has to go looking as well. He's got to get independents and Democrats to get on his side, and to some degree, you know, coming in and defending his record and so forth in this kind of situation might go a long way for that. Because we're hearing even a lot of conservative Republicans saying, well, Trump, you know, should have been there. It's just a matter of opinion, but we'll see what he does. We'll see what he says coming up on this next thing. But overall, I think that unfortunately, once again, it started to degrade into some fighting. I don't think people like that. And I do like some of those formats where they do have a little bit longer to tell you what they want to tell you. Otherwise, it's hard to get to know who the candidates are. Well, folks, it's been a great show this morning. We've had a lot of great callers. We've had a lot of great discussions, and I really appreciate everybody being a part of it this morning. And also, I want to say thank you to Joe Weaver for producing. Also want to say thank you to everybody at AM860 The Answer for their support. And I want to thank all the callers, too, as well. We really appreciate it, and we wouldn't be here without you. And we are going to see you next time right here on the program. Take care out there. I'm Kyle Warren.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.